BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has renewed his criticism of America's European allies, describing the EU as a foe alongside Russia and China. In an interview with CBS, Mr. Trump said this didn't mean EU countries were bad, just that they were competitive. Looking forward to Monday's meeting with President Putin, Mr. Trump said he had low expectations but was hopeful. Our diplomatic correspondent James Robbins previews the summit.
President Trump is under enormous pressure to be tough with Vladimir Putin after the warmth of his past remarks about Russia's leader, particularly in the wake of Friday's announcement by the US Deputy Attorney General of the indictment of 12 Russians for their alleged attempts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. The summit talks are expected to confront a series of profound divisions between the United States and Russia over Ukraine, Syria, and Iran. The two leaders may also try to make progress extending existing limits on their vast nuclear arsenals.
An influential Republican congressman has called on President Trump to hold talks with Chinese leaders to ease trade tensions. Kevin Brady, who's the head of the House Ways and Means Committee, warned that Beijing's retaliatory measures for the steel and aluminium tariffs Mr. Trump had introduced were beginning to undermine the impact of the recent US tax cuts and harm the American economy. Mr. Brady said talks between Mr. Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping could lead to the creation of a level playing field for trade between the two countries. The US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there have been productive and cooperative talks between US and North Korean military officials on how to find and repatriate the remains of American troops killed in the Korean War. Barbara Plaitascher reports on the agreement.
This was one of the commitments made by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at his summit with President Trump in Singapore last month. In a statement, the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the talks were productive and cooperative and resulted in firm commitments. He said working level meetings would begin on Monday to coordinate the next steps, including the transfer of remains already collected in North Korea. Both sides also agreed to resume field operations to search for the estimated 5,300 Americans who never returned home.
World News from the BBC.